That's right, it's time to jump into the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date. Today being the 18th of November. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1085, the Council of Clermont, called by Pope Urban II, began in order to formulate a response to an appeal by the Byzantine Emperor Alexios I, who requested that Western volunteers come to his aid and help to repel the invading Turks from the city of Anatolia. Now, an additional goal soon became the principal objective, the Christian reconquest of the sacred city of Jerusalem and the Holy Land, and the freeing of the Eastern Christians from Muslim rule in what would become known as the First Crusade. On this day in 1307, according to legend, the Swiss folk hero William Tell performed his most famous feat of shooting an apple off his son's head on the 18th of November, all the way back in 1307. Now, it's a story you've probably seen many, many times before, especially in parodies like Looney Tunes, I'm pretty sure, did it, Men in Tights, all these sort of things. Very well-known story. But did you know William Tell just wasn't doing it to show off? He and his son had actually been sentenced to death by a cruel and vengeful bailiff by the name of Albrecht Geisler, who said he would only pardon William Tell if he could pull off the trick of shooting an apple off his son's head, never expecting he could actually do it. But according to the stories, that's just what he did. He pulled it off and they went free. In 1730, the future Frederick the Great, King of Prussia, was granted a royal pardon and released from confinement after being arrested by his father while attempting to flee the country for England with another man believed by many biographers to actually be his lover, something his father, back in that day and age, was not terribly happy about. In 1878, soprano Maria Selinka Williams performed at the White House in Washington, D.C. She was actually the first performer, the first artist of African descent to actually perform in the White House on today's date, November 18th. In 1883, American and Canadian railroads instituted five standard continental time zones, ending the confusion of thousands of local times. Previous to the establishment of time zones, people tended to set the clock by basically whatever their best guess was. Like, I feel like I'd use a coffee. It's probably about 4 p.m. Might as well set the clock to that. Which made it very difficult, as you might imagine, to make the trains run on time. In 1928, the release of the animated short Steamboat Willie took place on November 18th. It was the first fully synchronized sound cartoon, directed by Walt Disney and Ub Iwerks, featuring the third appearances of cartoon characters Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. It's considered by the Disney Corporation to be Mickey's birthday. So there we go. Happy birthday, Mickey Mouse. Sneaking in a little bit earlier before our birthdays. In slightly darker news, 1978, November 18th was the day of the Jonestown Massacre, as cult leader Jim Jones led his People's Temple to a mass murder-suicide that claimed 918 lives in all, including over 270 children. The cult members who went willingly killed themselves by drinking cyanide-laced Kool-Aid as, to quote the infamous audio recording, as an act of revolutionary suicide protesting the conditions of an inhumane world. And finally, Massachusetts became the first state in the United States to actually grant marriage equality, marriage rights to same-sex couples when their Supreme Judicial Court deemed their pre-existing ban to be unconstitutional. Got some famous birthdays for you as well this morning. Steve Moffat, the Scottish-born TV writer and producer behind the likes of Doctor Who's revival series and the modern Sherlock, he is 55 today. American actor Owen Wilson is 48. And Megyn Kelly, the Fox News anchor who was, she was pretty famous in the States prior to the recent US election, but I think she's gained a lot of worldwide intrigue, worldwide notoriety of late. She is turning 47 today, so happy birthday, Megyn. Also have some famous musos for you. Jan Kinnaman of glam rockers Vixen. She is 55 today. You might have heard before a little bit of one of their biggest hits, Crying. Kirk Hammett of Metallica, the lead guitarist since 1983. He's 54 today. Rudy Sarzo, the bassist for the likes of Quiet Riot, Ozzy Osbourne and Whitesnake, amongst many others. He is turning 66, but to take us out, we are hearing something like this morning. That's right, it's going out to English musician John Parr. He's turning 64 today. Originally formed a group called The Silence with his friends at only 12 years old, but he's best known for this one that we are hearing right now. Written for the 1985 film of the same name, this is St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion. Taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3. Yeah.